This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's that time where we get to strip it down on the naked truth. Mondays are for anonymous truths. And today we're having a letter from a fellow anonymous who's seeking to shed some light on the situation that she's currently facing and would like us to advise them on the situation and maybe go as far as sharing our similar experiences as well. Now, anonymous letter reads as follows. I am my nephew's legal guardian after the parents passed 2 years ago in a car accident. Now, my wife also has a daughter, which she brought into a marriage. We recently discovered that our daughter is pregnant and the father is my nephew. My wife is adamant that they terminate, and this does not sit well with me, so I don't know what to do. How do one go about the situation? What should I do? What do you think Anonymous should do in this situation, Mingi Seri?
Yeah, morning, my sister. It's early enough for you to help me come. I'll just get straight to the point. I mean, the guy who actually in a hole, mwana aswana hai, or unawamshiman. And, okay, although adoptee, I'm hodisa from childhood, and the boy obona the guy as his father, but they both don't know, or like this thing has been going on for how long. I understand that the only thing that they find out is they're pregnant. They don't know it's been going on for many years behind their back. Although they may try and push so hard or terminate, they're still gonna go back if like a native. This was their true love, Elorin. It has been going on behind their back till the result of Bona Halakaini. Kampa. So nane ke re be ka ya dule fatshe a bontse mosadi wa hae a be a mmontsho le gore nna ngwane wa swaka, although ke re ke ngwanaka but a se madi aka. So I mean, a re tlwelele this thing e flow, mme ba tla ba agela and give them support. Ba tla tsamaya ba lo dula saeteng ge and be the parents to their child. I don't know, but according to me, like it was not, if like it was me in the guy's shoes. Thank you. Give Floyd, didn't it?
Thank you so much. Floyd also one here says, this is a bit tough, Lindy. Or rather difficult, but on a brighter side is that the two are not siblings. So I feel like there's no harm in what they did. And even if they can be forced to abort the pregnancy, you know, chances are they wouldn't even break up. So I think, Anonymous, you need to sit down with your wife and let her know how you feel about this, and convince her to just have peace about this whole situation, because there's nothing that you or her can do about this besides to support these two children. They are children, so please support them. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Jack Manzola says, Anonymous, that's too deep, yo. I've always believed that a child is a gift from God, but in this situation, I think your wife is right. You know, just try to understand the trauma the child is going to be in the time he or she will find out what really happened. It doesn't sit well with you, yes, but you must know that this happened under your watch, so you're also are to blame in other ways. I think termination will be the solution. You know, they made this option of termination for such situations. This is not the time to be emotional. Just be strong about it and let it be done. You know, you will thank yourself in the future than to leave with regrets. Rather seek for professional help. That is Jack Mazola. Shubu, Jack and Komu for shedding some light. As usual, we get to wrap it up with a voice note from Millicent Depo Maradola, who is our in-house registered counselor. Here's what she had to say with regards to today's Naked Truth.
Good morning, Capricorn FM listeners, and also good morning to Lindiwe. And again, thank you so much for having me. So going to Anonymous scenario. For a moment, Anonymous, I want you not to focus on the I part, but to focus on the we part. Because remember, the situation that you're in does not only affect you, but it affects the family as a whole. So you and your wife and the children as a family, you need to sit down and find the best solution for the situation that you guys are in. And remember also that much as these children are not blood related, but by law they are both your children. So as a family, you guys need to sit down and decide on which solution are you taking. Are you taking the termination path or the pregnancy to continue path? And should you guys decide for to do the termination, or should you guys take the termination path? I would advise you guys to go for a family therapy, and also for the daughter to go for her sessions on her own, because not everyone take the termination that easy. And again, if you guys decide that you want the children to continue with the pregnancy, I'd also advise you guys to go for a family therapy so that you guys can be able to explore more on the coping mechanism, on how are you going to cope with the situation that you're in going forward. And also, again, should you decide that you guys decide that you want the children to continue with the pregnancy, I'd also advise you to go to call a family meeting with the elderly people, so that you understand what happens after the children is born when it comes to the culture side. I hope this helps, Anonymous, and thank you so much.
And of course, if you're in need for some professional advice as well, I'm sure she'll be gladly happy to arrange one for you. You can give her a call at 076-878-4385. You can also drop her an email, info@mdmpsychologicalwellness.co.za.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.